Classmates 3, Students Book. Unit 2. Skills in Action. Exercise 2.
Out of the Ashes. On the 18th of July 1995, the people of Montserrat, a small Caribbean island, heard a loud booming sound from the south of the island. The Soufrière Hills volcano, dormant for centuries, was erupting. The island's capital city, Plymouth, was close to the volcano, so it was soon covered with lava. The eruption destroyed hundreds of homes. Many locals decided to leave the island. Over the next 10 years, two-thirds of the total population emigrated, mostly to the UK. But what about the island now? Small eruptions continue even today, so it is still not possible to live in the south. But Montserrat is slowly rebuilding itself in the north. In 2005, islanders built a new airport there, and work has begun to turn a small port called Little Bay into the new capital city. Also, the island is trying to take advantage of the disaster that nearly destroyed it. The volcano pours sand onto the land, and in 2010, companies began mining it and selling it abroad. The island also plans to use geothermal energy for 100% of its electricity by 2020. Geothermal energy comes from heat in the earth, and it's very strong around active volcanoes. Islanders are also using disaster tourism to attract visitors to the island. Before the eruption, Montserrat had over 35,000 visitors, but afterwards that number fell to just 5,000. Now, though, tourists can visit the Montserrat Volcano Observatory, where experts study the volcano. And some tour companies can take visitors on special trips to see the ruins of the ghost city of Plymouth. And visitors shouldn't forget the lush green north. It's perfect for hiking and birdwatching, and there are many areas to go scuba diving off the coast. Slowly, Montserrat is getting back on its feet. Tourists are returning, and locals are earning money from sand mining. Thanks to a positive attitude, the people of this beautiful island are turning a disaster into a bright new future.